And my artwork is just in that exhibition space just around the corner there. I'm deaf. I was born deaf. And I had a small amount of hearing, just a small percentage of hearing when I was very young. I had a hearing aid at that time. And so this exhibition is about my auditory response to sound from that sort of deaf perspective. So throughout my life, various memories that have popped up, I've recalled them, and they're kind of like different moments or glimpses of memory, just tiny little touchstones. And so I'm linking this visual artwork to those memories. So I put those memories into a visual art. So I've been making these, and then all of a sudden I have a realization that would pop up from like the core of the work, and I would link it to like a space in my memory, like almost like a physical space. And then I would find out there would be some kind of old connection, and I would have a realization of why that memory was related to this memory. It was kind of almost a hidden or obscured memory that popped up. And then just recently, it was like all of a sudden, that visual connection of the colours and the relationship came into alignment with that auditory experience or the memory of sound. So I just had just a slight memory of sound. And now that colour or the sense of that colour is related to that. I've made a really large 3D work, and you can see that as a kind of a timeline linking throughout time of my different memories. It's not all negative. So there might be a negative experience, but it's really might be something from 20 years ago that could have been painful then. But now, when I reflect on that, it's more like I revel in it. It doesn't have the same impact. That being able to self-reflect and unpack how that experience affected me and that sense of sound is part of my memory. So when you see that, I really want to extend on this series. When you see that, it's when I did that work, it really informed me to really take a journey through memory. It was almost like, so when I had a cochlear implant when I was 13, it's expanded my sense or recollection of auditory memories. And so that's why some of those things came up at that time. But I am seeing it as a deaf person. This is my perspective from that deaf experience. So they're all new works and they're in the gallery space there. So with Anthea's work too, there's also a sense of like her work is silence, and there's a kind of a contrast or a lovely balance where my work is reflecting on sound. So I hope that you do enjoy the exhibition. It's wonderful to see you here tonight.